I think that, like Warren Buffett and others around the country, I think business entrepreneurs see opportunities there as a business to succeed. You might think it's civic mindedness, but at the end of the day, I think newspapers will survive, particularly New Orleans and Baton Rouge and the surrounding communities we're a little unique and isolated from the rest of the country. We like our local content and we like our local news, and we still like to drink a cup of coffee and read our newspapers. So we're a little bit more like Europe than the rest of America. Also the digital challenges create opportunities. And I think that newspapers are no different than any other business and any other challenge. And I'm certainly hold other businesses that have digital challenges as well. So I don't see it. They've been long-time monopolies. They didn't have to go to the customers. They didn't have to compete. And now in this digital age, the real difference is really competition.
Now, The Advocate recently started publishing in New Orleans. What do you see as the opportunity for The Advocate, and how will you move forward there?
Well, you know, as the world knows, New Orleans is a city, a historic town that's overcome many things, yellow fever. I think we fought the Battle of New Orleans once before. We're coming up on the anniversary. Some people think we're going to fight it again in the newspaper, but we overcame Katrina, many hurricanes, and obviously the BP spill. So losing our daily newspaper was a real blow to our community. And we were all the business leaders, Tom Benson, who's the leader of the community with the Saints and now owns TV stations. He was heartbroken. And I think they created an opportunity unique to any city in America. And that opportunity is for a print facility just minutes away. It's probably closer to most metro cities are to their outreach. It's about a 40-minute drive, the print facility to New Orleans. It's an opportunity for the Manship-owned newspaper, The Advocate, which is very historic, and I happen to be the beneficiary of that.
What's your reaction to the Picayune announcing that they're going to do print now 7 days a week?
Well, I've said this before, that having been a monopoly for so long and losing their long-time publisher, Ashton Phelps, and it's two of the key managing journalists, Peter Kovacs and Dan Shea, were both 30-year veterans in journalism. They've served the community well. The Times-Picayune was a Pulitzer Prize-winning newspaper. They played their role in that. It was a real blow to them. And to bring in outside management that gutted the organization, they're terribly wounded and they're terribly confused. And they misjudging the desires of the readers. The success in business is to understand your customer and understand their needs today and in the future. And I have hired Dan and Peter to run The Advocate. We have not laid off anyone, and we've kept the fine team that's there now. The only change really is adding them and, of course, making me the publisher. But I'm more of a business-minded publisher and more hands-off on the editorial side at this point. And New Orleans is they're reacting very well. The mayor of New Orleans went on, I think he was on 60 Minutes, and the Archbishop of the Catholic Church, and New Orleans wants a daily paper. But I could tell you the Advocate is a strong, vibrant newspaper that is growing in daily subscription because of its outreach. It's the independent voice of Louisiana. It's always been. It's the voice of LSU, which is a big brand right here in Louisiana. It's also the watchdog of state government, which is housed in Baton Rouge and affects everyone in the state, and, of course, local government. So it really has the advantage, I believe, and it's one of the newest printing facilities in America. 2007 was the facility. It can handle things that old facilities cannot handle, and it has a motivated, excited workforce that are able to actually make things happen.
You mentioned Dan Shea and Peter Kovacs, and formerly of the Picayune, managing editors. By hiring them, is that an indication that there's going to be more New Orleans coverage, more emphasis on New Orleans? How will you cover both?
Yes.
Both
well, we can have two newspapers. The facility allows for if we wanted to have two separate newspapers. That's going to depend on subscriptions. And you know, our steps at taking over this organization was first to win over the trust of the employees, the 450 dedicated. Many of them have been there 20 years. They're not in this profession for the money. They're in it because they love journalism and they love the company that they work for. So we wanted to make sure that we conveyed that message, and we have so far so good in that department. The second thing we want to do is remind the Baton Rouge community that I'm not a stranger to their community. I also am the owner, a partner in world-famous Galatoire's restaurant, and it just happens that 4 months ago we opened Galatoire's Bistro in Baton Rouge, which is another great gift to the city of Baton Rouge, and it was well-received. As far as New Orleans, there are little things like, important things like obituaries and things that will come later to make New Orleanians make the complete shift over. Right now, some are buying both newspapers. I buy both. And at some point, we think, hopefully soon, they'll make that decision on which paper they prefer.
Now, you've run for political office, run businesses. How would you respond to people who say, well, you're buying the paper to further your business or political agenda? How would you respond to that?
Well, there was a great degree of civic mindedness post Katrina. I produced the Georgia's Plan for Governor, which many of those ideas have been implemented by the current governor. I don't really have a driving political agenda. Unlike some people, you'll see that my philanthropy and my political support over the years, which is broad, covers all walks of life. I think that my movement into politics was really a Katrina phenomena of this desire for a better community. But as far as a political vehicle, there are far better ways to win political office than investing in a newspaper. And also being a publisher of a paper might be a far better way to serve our community. We'll find out.
John Georges, he is the new owner of The Advocate. Congratulations, and thank you for taking time to talk to us.
Glad to be here. Thank you.